You know, for us, it's about playing to a personality that we prescribe to engineer victory, to possess the ball. And a component of possessing the ball is not only time, but managing risk. And obviously, there's less risk with running the football than throwing it. And sometimes that's a component of the discussion as well.
That should be what everybody's talking about today. That quote right there. Mike Tomlin has a quarterback who has won a Super Bowl. He has a quarterback that one day is going to be wearing one of them fancy jackets and have a grotesquely inaccurate bust in Canton, Ohio. And he's talking about running the football to minimize risk? This ain't Kenny Pickett. This ain't Mitch Trubisky. I know that Russell Wilson hasn't played well in 4 weeks. But that was Mike Tomlin's answer when asked, hey, you run the ball a lot, you have all season long, despite really not running it effectively all season long. Oh, yeah. Well, throwing the ball's scary. I'll paraphrase. That's what he's saying right there, Dor. Throwing the ball is scary. Throwing the ball makes him feel uncomfortable. That, to me, is the most tacit admission from Tomlin that I can remember that he says things like, scared money don't make money. He says things like, you can't live in your fears. That's all they do is live in their fears. And that's why they're 10-7 again. Good morning, by the way.
Good morning. You're absolutely right. I watched that press conference yesterday, and I was floored by what he said there. Like, you talk about we don't live in our fears, and you live in your fears every single week. So you're trying to tell me that the method to your madness going into the last game of the season, knowing what's at stake, which everything is literally at stake, even though that you're already in the playoffs, that the best route to success is to run the football and to minimize the times and the possessions of Joe Burrow. That is the definition of living in your fears. Alongside, if you rewind weeks until the last time that you played, well, the first time that you played the Bengals, you took a different route that proved success. So what are we doing here? What are we doing here? This is every single year. This is every single week, the last how many weeks? We don't live in our fears. You absolutely live in your fears every single week. You're trying to control the game with not letting the game control the game.
Yes.
You're trying to control the game. That's not how you're going to win, especially this coming week.
Absolutely, it ain't going to work this coming week. The Ravens' pass defense has been really good since the first time these two teams played, but the Ravens' run defense has been really good all year. You know how you keep the football? You get first down.
Yes.
You know how you don't make the yard to gain? Running the football. This team does it a lot, doesn't do it well. The first time they played, they held the ball for 31 minutes and 9 seconds, which isn't some huge disparity in time of possession, but you had it more than they did, and you dropped back and you threw it 40 times, and you put up 44 points. Mike Tomlin didn't get outcoached by Zach Taylor. Mike Tomlin outcoached himself. And I didn't really get into the whole offensive coordinator thing yesterday. There was a lot to get to. I don't think very much of this at all is on Arthur Smith. Arthur Smith is a hot head coaching candidate, which tells me two things. One, he's respected despite these recent results, which if he's doing this all on his own, he probably shouldn't be respected enough to get head coaching interviews. The other thing it tells me is, I bet you he wants out of here. I'm purely speculating on that, but the coordinators have changed. Fichtner in Canada and Arthur Smith, and the results are the same.
Yeah.
The quarterbacks have changed. The results are the same. The players have changed. The offensive linemen have changed. The results are the same. This isn't a Mike Tomlin issue. This isn't an Arthur Smith issue. And that's why it's Groundhog Day every single time that you get close to the playoffs.
I mean, Arthur Smith was in Bali or something whenever Mike Tomlin gave him a call and he was on vacation, you know, chilling and just being like, you know, I'm going to take the best situation. And if you're a guy like Arthur Smith who just got fired as being a head coach, I mean, and then, you know, obviously, you know, his background, you're not hurting for money, right? So if you're going to take the best situation, what is the number one thing you probably ask for in a situation whenever everything else really doesn't matter? It's probably the control of what you want to do. And I bet you that that was probably promised, which we've heard that Mike Tomlin has promised people, players, coaches, that portion of the job a lot, has promised control, has promised playing time, has promised things. And I'm sure that Mike Tomlin gave his spiel, and you know, he's a good talker, he's a great salesman, was like, you'll have full control of what you want to do on offense. And then Arthur Smith gets here and he finds out he doesn't have full control. Because you follow the trends, right? We like to follow trends in life, right? What are the trends? The trend is exactly what you just said, Crowley. This is not an Arthur Smith situation. This has been going on for years now.
Years.
The same thing. It's been going on for years.
And you know what, Doran? I think that this was Arthur Smith's offense for a while.
Yes, I agree.
And you know when I think it turned? I think it turned at that Ravens game. The second Ravens game.
I think it started leaking whenever they made the switch to Russ. I think that I personally think that Arthur Smith wanted to keep rolling with Justin. That's just me. But I see what you're saying. Like I think it started leaking then, and then the Ravens game.
The Ravens game for me, because Russell Wilson, I thought, played really well, except for the two times he didn't. And that was the long run where he fumbled at the goal line. Steelers would have taken a 14-7 lead, by the way, with like 10 minutes to go in the second quarter. And then the pick six at the end was the worst throw, arguably, of his Steelers career. And that wasn't a game that they got blown out of the water in. It really wasn't. That game hinged upon two turnovers. And what does Mike Tomlin hate?
Yep.
Turnovers.
Yep.
And I think from that point forward, it's been, let's be as risk-averse as possible, and it ultimately culminated in that just garbage offensive performance against the Cincinnati Bengals. And we got numbers to back it up, too. This from Jerry Dulac's piece in the Post-Gazette yesterday. He did the work so I didn't have to. I love when people do that. With the exception of the two-minute drill at the end of the first half, the Steelers ran the ball on 12 out of 12 first downs. That's until they fell behind 19-7. So they threw it on a couple of first downs on that two-minute drill at the end of the first half. Apart from that, every other time they ran the ball until they're down two scores. And Mike Tomlin, just with a megaphone, told all of us why they did that in his press conference yesterday.
Yes.
And it's because it's dangerous to throw the ball. Buddy, this ain't really complicated. Doran, you've forgotten more about football than I'll ever know about football. You sit here and you talk with Bostic and you talk with Whaley, and sometimes it's like it goes over my head. It's like Portuguese. The Bengals know what you're going to do.
Yes.
And to further it out, to make it a global thing, Mike Tomlin would say, you just ain't going to win.
No.
At a high level doing that in the NFL. That kind of crap is good enough to get you to 10, to get you to 9, to have you in the hunt every single year. Because you play a lot of bad and poorly coached football teams. But when it's nut-cutting time, when the rubber meets the road, and you're playing the best of the best, and you run the ball every first down, you ain't winning. It's why you start slow every week. Because you're trying to impose your will and you're trying to break the dam eventually. It's why they were good in the second half, I think, for most of the year. Because it's a war of attrition. We're going to beat people down. Okay. Well, now when you play good teams, they're getting the jump on you. And they're up. And that's what's happened in the playoffs in recent history, too, where they've been down in every single playoff game after the first quarter that they've played going back for 8 years.
Well, if I'm a player as well, I mean, you know, I'm just thinking, just in my mind, like I'd be questioning our procedure, because is that the way that we really want to head into the playoffs? That's the bigger situation here. It's not about the Cincinnati Bengals game and what we did there. It's about every team tries to create momentum and tries to create positive things within offense and within defense to head into the playoffs, and you're just hitting things full steam, right? I'm questioning, like, okay, so that was our game plan for Cincinnati. All right, I get that, but why are we worried about that? We should be worried about being on the same page heading into the playoffs and going to Baltimore.
Right.
Or going to Houston, wherever they were going to end up.
That's a great point by you. Like, it shouldn't be, all right, let's limit the risk.
It's not about that game.
And keep the ball away from Joe. No. Start to get the engines rolling for the playoffs. I remember during my esteemed athletic career, I did crew. And in the wintertime, this is torturous. I think if there is hell, if hell really exists, my hell is going to be on one of those rowing machines, the ergs. My coach gave me a big compliment one time because he was counting down to the start of one of our erg races. And I started rowing already 10 seconds before the race started so that my thing was spinning already. That's what you want to do going into the playoffs. That's the only athleticism or the athletic feat that I can draw from.
It's good.
You want to get that thing going before the real race starts. And the real race is Saturday against Baltimore. And if you think you're going to go in there and run the ball on 12 consecutive non-end of first half first downs, you are going to get waxed. Now I'm imagining Eva Longoria getting a Brazilian wax. You're going to get crushed. So you didn't warm up to it.
No.
You tried to win really a meaningless game. Stupid.
It makes zero sense.
When the Steelers were 10-3, the reason why some of us, and definitely me, thought that they could win multiple playoff games is because we saw them throw the ball to win late against Washington, and then Russ threw for 414 yards against Cincinnati. The reason why pundits were saying, wow, the Steelers are scary, the Steelers are dangerous, one of the teams mentioned, oh, who can challenge the Chiefs, is because they had a quarterback and an offense that was playing at a level that you need to play at to win in the postseason. The reason nobody's taking them seriously now is because they've turned into this plodding running team that's having zero success on the ground and has become probably the most predictable outfit in the entire league. And they're predictable on defense, too. All of that is coaching. All of it. 412-928-9370. You say you've got all kind of takes, all kind of opinions that have been marinating over the course of break. We will get to them.